Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening. And now joining us on the line is the head football coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Paul Scartweet, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for having me on.
So as we take a look at your ball club, of course, offseason, it's a long process with workouts in the winter, then transitioning to spring workouts, and now summer workouts, team camps, so on and so forth. Now you guys are getting into the unofficial start of football season with camp week. But just all in all, through the offseason process, how have you and your staff graded how your team has done in the offseason, and what's the feeling going into fall camp?
Well, I think the core of our kids have done a really good job of getting in and getting stronger, but also working on the flexibility and speed and agility. The last couple of years we've seen us move towards a really strong kid, but starting to slow down as they get older. And we wanted to try to change those a little bit and still have that strong kid, but keep improving on the speed aspect and agility aspect of each individual athlete. So I think they've done a great job of that.
And diving into your team as we open up the fall camp slate, looking on the offensive side of the football, you bring back two bell cows in the backfield. Your leading rusher, Nick Seabersyke, is back. Your second leading rusher, Colby Hodenfield, is back at those running back spots. But you do have to replace the quarterback and the fullback in that wishbone offense that you guys run. At least on paper, Braden Young, probably at least on paper, the favorite for the quarterback spot. Fullback seems to be kind of open a little bit for a couple of players in the offensive line. Obviously, you have to replace a slew of offensive linemen up front that were key pieces to your team for a number of years. When you look on the offensive side of the football, who are some people that you and the staff are watching, and what are some areas you and the staff feel really confident in going into fall camp?
Yeah, so I think starting at the quarterback, Braden Young is definitely the front runner. We've got Osbig kid and then a Johnson kid that's a freshman that'll be pursuing and working towards that that backup position. But I think as camp starts, Braden Young definitely has a foot forward on everybody else, just because he's taken a lot of the JV snaps the last couple of years, and then he's also spelled Jordan a little bit last year, came in and played. So the quarterback spot, I think Braden's got that as start of the camp goes. Fullback, Ashton Williams is a kid that's a senior that's going to be on defense. He's our best tackler, tough nosed kid. That's the type of kid we want at fullback. He'll be there along with Jose Babcock, who's going to be a junior. He's had a few injuries through the first couple years of high school, but is a kid that has some weight behind him, has some speed, and likes to run downhill. So those two guys will be pushing for that fullback spot. And like you said, the offensive line, we've got a lot of people that are going to need to step up. We've got that junior class is going to have quite a few kids that are going to be in the mix. We do have Zorn and Sogard back at tackle and tight end, and those are the only guys back. So again, we're going to have a lot of opportunities for guys to step up and get some experience and get some opportunities to start on that offensive line.
And looking at the defensive side of the football, really your defense, the core of your defense was that front seven a year ago, as talented as any in Class 1A, and you lose quite a bit of that production in the linebacking core. You brought up Ashton Williams. He comes back, your top leading tackler coming back, but you lose essentially your entire production from the defensive line last year, a lot of your production from the linebacking core. The defensive backfield does have some guys coming back with Colby Hodenfield and Nick Seabersyke back in the fold, but when you look at this, at your defense, who are some names to watch at least throughout camp before we get to week one that could be fighting for the starting jobs?
Yeah, on the defensive line side, I think Zorn is going to, He played a little bit last year, mainly was a one-way player for us on offense. He's going to be one that is definitely going to be in the mix. We have Herrick. He's another kid that's a strong, quick, athletic kid that's going to be a junior that I'm looking to see what he can do. Henderson is another sophomore that could play like at that nose position for us. So those are kind of the guys we'll be starting to look at, but there's a lot of guys behind them that, you know, whoever steps up and wants that position bad enough, it's somebody's for the taking. So linebacker-wise, yeah, Ashton is definitely going to be our headstone there, that he'll be able to control all the linebackers. He got a lot of experience last year. Again, he's probably our best tackler coming back. Jeffy is a kid that we'll look at as a senior that has some potential. And then after that, it's, a committee of kids that need to step up. I'm not afraid to look at, like, a Colby Huddenfield or a Braden Young possibly coming up to a backer spot, outside backer spot, just depending on the situation and the opponent that we have. And like you said, on the defensive backside, you know, I'm very comfortable with Colby and Seversyke in the backfield with the DBs. You know, there's not going to be a lot of people that can run by them, and if somebody does, they'll be able to catch up to them. So, that's a little bit of a comfort zone for us, is our defensive backs, I'm excited to see them grow and improve from last year's experience as well.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again here before we get to week one at the end of the month.
Awesome. I appreciate it very much.
Yep, that was Paul Scartweet, the head football coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're back with more after this on 95.7 FM.